Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
All right, welcome back to the American Eye Podcast. We've got Jeremy Gerlich, myself, Will Phelps, Excel Azoulay, and today our guest is Natalie Morales.
Thank you.
You look incredible.
Oh, thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
You look
I've
so
had
great.
So
with...
much work done.
Let's get into it.
Since yesterday.
In general, our podcast is we bring people who have been in our movies and we ask them questions about their high school life and see if there's any common threads between all of them that led you to where you are. So there's going to be a lot of high school questions.
Okay, exciting.
I have a question that pertains to Plan B, but first, do you want to explain what these papers are that we have and the game we play?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we have summer campers and interns, as you know. Mm-hmm. We run an academy, and part of their job is to do all the research and, like, the scripts and stuff. So we're looking at something literally for the first time, and also I need glasses to read.
Yeah.
So we have no idea what this is, but we're going to read it, like, word for word.
Okay, great.
No matter what they ask.
Yeah, they usually ask questions that are pulled from online that are not true. It's riddled with typos. And then depending on the intern that's writing these, they get kind of sassy at times. So they're very fun.
And this is what you start out with? Like you just start the podcast with these?
Pepper them in throughout.
Oh, okay.
We usually like use this as a structure, as like, but they don't really...
You don't want to talk about how we know each other?
Oh, we will.
Get there.
Oh, we'll get there. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We should like all the way back.
Okay, great. Yeah. All the way back.
Where do you guys know each other from? Grindr?
Yeah.
That was the first one.
Jeremy directed an episode of a show I was on called The Grindr. And
oh, I thought the app.
Yeah, we met on Grindr, the gay sex app.
Yeah, we met on Grindr.
It was just a fling. It was just like a one night thing. But then we really hit it off. I think, right? Like, yeah.
That was so good.
You know how good I am at using my apps and my social and my phone. So I clearly like that's how I was on the wrong.
Right.
But it worked out.
Yeah, I was in Syracuse for one night only, and I was like, let me see what's going on.
I'm like, what I'm trying to order something? What's going on? Anyway, so let's talk about what this podcast is, which is about high school. We obviously love high school.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a high school. Mm-hmm. We bought a high school. We were very inspired by the John Hughes movies, and that's what we wanted to do because we know that people love these things. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school in Miami, into two different schools. I went freshman and sophomore year to a school called Southwest Miami Senior High. Go Eagles. Same mascot as American High.
Nice.
And then at junior and senior year, I went to a weird little like dual enrollment school called School for Advanced Studies that was like in a college at Miami-Dade College. And so I did high school at the same time as college. And I got my high school diploma at the same time as I got my AA, my college diploma. So that's what I did the last 2 years, which was a really small little school.
Are you from Miami originally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Born and raised?
Yeah.
As a past Miami resident, do you feel like the Bad Boys movies and do you like the Bad Boys movies and think they paint an accurate picture of the area?
No. I do like them. I don't think anybody's done Miami well, which is what I've been trying to do for a long time. Will somebody fucking let me? Just gonna say that right into the camera.
Yeah, no, you're at that camera.
I want to be. What Scorsese is to New York is what I want to be to Miami. That's all I'm saying. I don't think anybody's done Miami well, but I do. I do love the Bad Boys movies because who doesn't like Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, especially together? They're incredible. Yeah.
How do you see Miami? It's my favorite city in America,
really?
For sure. It is my city of choice. I love it. You can't
you mean
be
second favorite city.
No.
No, no.
You just can't be miserable in Miami, is what I found.
There's not a single person. There's not a single person in all of Miami who's ever been miserable. Just so you know,
very untrue. I think it's very, very possible to be miserable in Miami.
That's a good question. What does Bad Boys? What does everyone get wrong about Miami in movies?
Just the nuance and the like different neighborhoods. I think people think Miami is the parts of Miami where all the tourists go because that's where you go when you're a tourist, but it's not. Like, no one that's like from Miami really lives like on the beach or like, you know what I mean? Like, there's some people that do, obviously, but like the Miami that I know is all west of that. It's all It's a bunch of different neighborhoods that are never shown in that movie and a bunch of different lives that are never shown in the, it's always just like the more glamorous, or it's either like super glamorous or like cocaine, you know, right. Like those are the two things of Miami that are shown. And, you know, always the causeway, always Ocean Drive, always like a woman in a thong rollerblading, like that's the Miami that everybody knows. And that does exist, but there's a whole other side of it that people don't. I've never showed.
What area in Miami did you grow in?
Southwest Miami. Yeah.
Oh. Natalie, did you like high school?
It had its moments. I think I had a lot of big ups and downs in high school.
Can you take us back to your very first day of high school?
Absolutely.
Yeah, set the scene. You're a director, writer.
I was asking this question to some people because I think it's so interesting. I know you guys are hosting this, but I want to ask you.
Please, take over.
I feel like. We have no idea what we're doing. I feel like. For a lot of people, outfits are such a big deal in certain occasions in your life. And like most people remember what they wore their first day of high school. Do you guys remember what you wore? Or like in these like occasions? You remember,
I definitely remember going through options for 3 weeks before the first day. And had to be new and had to be trendy, but not too much. Like there was so much weight onto that.
Yeah, like when you're a kid or like in certain, I think maybe like, you know, I don't know, before 20 or before 15, there's like, you just like really are like, this represents me and this is what I want to look like on these days, whether it's like your graduation or first day of.
Either it represents me or it's what I want people to think. Because it's a fresh start. So like I finally have the occasion to present myself however I want to be presented.
So what was it? What did you wear?
I don't remember.
Head to toe basketball jersey.
I'm assuming it was a crop top.
Not to school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy.
Miami, though, it's totally normal. Yes,
I remember the whole process, but I actually don't remember what I picked.
Will, you nodded your head, it was Jeremy that nodded his head.
Jeremy said yes.
Yeah, it's easy for me because when I was I wore a crop top. Yeah. No, my mom made me every single year wear jeans and a white polo shirt first day of school, no matter what. Jeans and a white polo shirt. And like sneakers, but I had to wear like because I was probably such a mess all the other time. Like it was just the first day. She wanted me to always like go in.
Did she take a picture of you and stuff?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But so I definitely was wearing that, but quickly sort of found my own style.
Jeans and a green polo shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't. Really,
and an American High trucker hat.
Yeah, exactly. most of my wardrobe now, as is Will's, is made up of
American High merchandise.
Specific movie merchandise. Mm-hmm. I think I have, specific movie merchandise.
Yeah.
I think I have some Plan B t-shirts.
Nice. I thought you meant just the pill. You had some Plan B on you.
I do. That's just in case. You never know how the podcast is going.
What happens with the grinder?
Will, do you remember what you wore your first day of high school?
I went to a private high school that my sister went to. It wasn't a uniform, but you had to wear a collar. And I was coming from a public middle school, and I didn't want to go to this high school. And all I had was like t-shirts, and I was a skateboarder kid. Mm-hmm. So I remember I probably wore some polo shirt I didn't want to wear, but I wore skateboard shoes, looking for anyone else at this like preppy lacrosse school that would have skateboard shoes. And I found two other people. I was like, "Do you guys skate?" And they're like, "No." And I was like, "Oh, I blew it.
Yeah, I did the mine was the opposite. So I had gone to this tiny little like parochial Catholic school that was uniforms, and I went there with the same. It wasn't like a rich private school. It was like just like your a small local like Catholic school where moms in Miami sent their kids because they were terrified of public schools, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school with the same 30 kids from kindergarten to eighth grade.
Wow.
And I was dying to not keep doing that. All the kids in that school went to like the Catholic high schools that were in our area, and I just was like, no, I want to branch out. I want to see different people right. every day, and it also just felt like such a bubble. There was this like magnet school for law that I wanted to be a lawyer that I applied to, and I got in. It was a lottery system. I got in and I was super excited. And then like maybe 2 months before school started, I was like looking at the paperwork and it said Natalia Morales. So I called the school and said that they had my name wrong. And they were like, oh no, we had your address wrong. Natalia Morales is the right person. Not you. You didn't get in. This was a lottery. So sorry.
No.
And I was like, oh, okay, there. So I had to like scramble.
Forget I called. Never mind. Yeah, we're gonna go back. I'm in.
So I had to like scramble, and then I went to my like local high school, and it went from going to school with the same 30 kids to like 1,500 kids that I didn't know, and the first time in my life wearing clothes that wasn't a uniform and like having an identity. Like I had no clothes that like, you know what I mean. I had this much clothes and like this much uniform in my closet, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God, I could never wear the same thing ever, you know, in 2 days and like ever. And I like was so concentrated on like who I was and what I wanted to look like. And I was also not a skater, but like that's how I dressed and that's what I wanted. And I remember exactly what I wore, and I wish I still owned it. I wish I still owned this shirt. It was so cool. It was a baseball shirt that was kind of sheer, and I had it was blue, and then I wore JNCOs, and I wore
JNCO jeans.
Yeah,
nice.
And then I wore I'm pretty sure it was Adidas like shell top shoes, and I was like, this is the best outfit of all time, and I still think that. And the summer between like eighth grade and high school, my boobs got so big and I was so excited. So I was like, yes,
sure it is.
I'm gonna start high school being like a huge titty girl. And I was like so thrilled by it.
And did that shirt, was that like accentuating?
1,000%. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was exciting. I got really bad food poisoning when I was 16 and lost those boobs. But my nickname...
That can happen?
Wait,
that's a scientific...
Well, I lost a bunch of weight. I lost like, I think it was like 22 pounds in a week.
What?
Yeah, because I was like in the hospital. I was hospitalized. It was like really
from
bad.
Food poisoning?
Yeah, I got
what
really
did
bad
you eat?
Food poisoning. A burger from Smani Schmockets. Where I worked at.
Shmani Schmockets, where you worked at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate that you worked there.
Yeah,
you could have
was,
seen it coming
it was,
if the
I
kitchen wasn't ready to...
And it took them a really long time to figure out what... This is really jumping around. But it took them a really long time to figure out what the bacteria was, because they were treating me with antibiotics and it wasn't going away. I was like coming out both ends in a really bad way. And like I was like in... I had IVs and I was still losing... Like could not keep IV fluid down. Like was throwing up IV fluid. And like just water. And it ended up being this like bacteria called Shigella B, I think, that is only transmitted through human poop. So it means that either a fly landed on human poop and then landed on my burger. And as though, since this was an inside Shmani Schmockets, it's more likely that the cook went to the bathroom and did clean his hands and then prepared my burger. And that's how I got violently ill and lost my boobs. And also, I should say that, I mean, they're fine. I didn't lose them all. They're okay. They're just not as enormous as they were. The funny part is that because I was 17, it was a children's hospital, and I was the biggest person there, and like the toothbrush was like little, like everything was small, and I felt like so old there. Like I had a full boyfriend, like you know what I mean. Like I felt like so embarrassed to be at a children's hospital at 17, just like barfing and losing my boobs.
I swear to God, my nickname in high school was Jugsy. The first 2 years. That was great.
So I had a similar...
people called you Jugsy too?
Everybody.
Yeah?
Literally. Wait, everybody of all, called me
context. People call you Jugsy too?
Give
Jugsy?
Me context for that.
I'm kidding.
That no, was, but I understand, but I don't understand.
No,
the
what
word.
I was saying, I had a similar...
Oh, you don't understand the word Jugsy?
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, it's something like jugs of milk.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes people refer to big boobs as jugs.
By the way, this is the first time ever in my entire life somebody explained to me what, like, the
jugs of milk being jugs.
Yeah, like I never even thought about it. I was always like, oh, it's just jugs, like it's just a name. But I never actually questioned
understood
why
yeah.
it was called jugs, and yeah. that makes a ton of sense. Mm-hmm. Well, we've learned something today.
We've all learned a lot here.
It was really worth tuning in.
Jugs.
Yeah.
What a weird nickname.
There's so many boobs. Nicknames for boobs. There's bazongas.
I get that. Yeah.
I don't know.
You ever heard how you get bazongas more than jugs?
Because bazongas is a like direct a sound. Right?
Milk junk. Milk like, jugs. It's like
you
a direct.
Get bazongas more than jugs.
Well, like bazongas is like it's a sound it makes. You know, like you can understand.
Boobs don't make the sound bazongas.
In your mind,
you're going, bazonga.
I don't think bazongas is related to the sound.
Okay,
there's
so
no sound.
Every boob uh-huh. that I saw growing up in the 1980s. Oh, there we go.
Uh-huh.
In the night that had like the, you know, you'd cut to like you're watching an R-rated movie and they would mm-hmm. cut to like some a girl in the shower like going.
Yeah, yeah.
There would always be like a sound that made like when they showed it, and I guess so. It makes sense. Bizarre.
That was Auga.
Yeah, it was Auga.
That was the sound?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, yeah.
It never was like bazonga.
And then like eyes would pop out?
Yeah. Yes.
Bazonga has, it sounds like a weighty giant thing, you know?
You don't like anything that moves, like food that moves, like that was coming back to it. Excel has a fear of like things that move.
Like Jell-O. Almost everything moves.
Like Jell-O. No, like a yogurt or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, I don't like eating it.
Eating things that move.
Mm-hmm.
Everything well, moves telling. If you shake it though.
No, arguably. What I mean is like bounces back and forth.
Kind is there
of like
another food besides Jell-O that would do that?
You
said yogurt, but oh, like flan. You don't like gelatinous things?
No.
Yeah, understandable.
Well, thank you for like opening my eyes to jugs and like it makes
You're
sense.
Welcome.
What other nicknames are there?
Sure, there's plenty.
But
I
they all called you
right
Jugs.
Jugsy.
Jugsy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Jugsy Malone.
And you liked
Jugsy
it?
Jugsy Siegel.
Yeah, I think that's Bugsby.
Bugsy Siegel. Yeah, I was giving Bugsy, her like a...
His friend called him Jugsy Siegel.
Jugsy Siegel.
He's had really huge tits. Yeah.
Man boobs.
Hey, Jugsy, it's yeah. Bugsy!
Such a violent
it's
guy.
Bugsy!
Yeah.
He pulled his... No.
Yeah. So, anyway, do you have any other questions that aren't about my boobs? Okay, great.
When you got to high school from your Catholic... Did you like... Were you like psyched about it or you weren't?
Yes, I was very excited about it. And so what I did was because I was like, oh, I was really intimidated by the idea of starting school and not knowing anybody and thousands of people that I was like, maybe I can do summer school before I get to high school. And then I have like a smaller pool of people to know. I went to the office and I was like to sign up for it. And I was like, oh, I'll do guitar because I played a little bit of guitar and photography because I like to take photos and I want to learn more about it. And they're like, oh, someone just took the last spot in photography. Do you want to try drama? And I was like, okay. I'm so glad that I did that because it was like really world opening for me to like meet all sorts of different people from different classes and races and ethnicities and religions and opinions. And it was coming from a, you know, like I said, it was just such a small bubble that it really opened up my brain, you know, like my
was
mind.
Was it an only girl school before?
No, okay. It wasn't. But it was so small.
Was that the first drama class you had taken?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And when you did not get into the law, it's, mm-hmm. by the way, it's hilarious that you wanted to be a lawyer at 13.
Yeah.
And that was like driving your thing. Did you give up on law aspirations?
Right, I did, after because I realized I wanted to be a criminal defense attorney. And then I realized at some point that I would still have to defend people even if I knew they were guilty. And I was like, nah. And huh. I think what I liked about the idea about being a lawyer was the performative aspect of it anyway. Yeah. I think I imagined myself in court being like, oh, you know, so like.
Objection.
Yeah, yeah.
But coming full circle, you did get to play a lawyer on TV.
There you go.
I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on TV.
Exactly.
So you did your first drama class. Did you keep going with that for the next 2 years?
Yeah.
So you're still in the drama class. And then what made you change schools halfway through?
My best friend from the Catholic school that I went to before was going to this school for advanced studies. And it was like, it was a better school. And I would get my college degree at the same time that I would graduate from high school. So it was like this, like, it just was a better school. So, and there was like shit that had happened in that school that I wanted to get away from. Like my freshman year is also when I discovered that I was queer and I had a girlfriend for the first time that I had to hide. And it was like a very dramatic breakup where like, I thought everybody was going to find out and it was really scary. And I like didn't go to school for 2 weeks because I was so scared that like people would find out and that my mom would find out, who was very Catholic and very not okay with that. And then I did a hard pivot to like only date like the popular, you know, guy on the football team. And then he like asked my friend to prom, and it was like a real like heartbreaking. So this was like just a lot of drama in that. So I was like also ready to just like be like, bye, I'm moving on to something else.
And did you not want to go to college? Was that appealing to kind of?
My plan was always to go to USC. That got sidetracked because.
And what was your plan B? Sorry.
My plan B ended up, I guess, being what it was. I got into USC with a full scholarship, but it didn't provide room and board, and I couldn't afford it. So
that wasn't for Natalia Morales?
No. maybe she has a room and board.
How great would that be if Natalia Morales got the scholarship?
Yeah, I do wonder if Natalia Morales somehow is listening to this, and she did go to that school and did go to the magnet school. Please let me know how your life is.
Well, if anyone knows Natalia Morales, please, like, comment in this and let us know how she's doing with her life.
Yeah. The university near my house, which was FIU, Florida International University, I also got in there for free and it was like 5 minutes from my house. So I studied acting. That's where I had to declare a major, which was like theater and education, because everybody said, have a plan B in case acting doesn't work out. So I thought I could teach it.
But then you left after 2 years? Because you left
yeah,
at 20.
I left. Early? No. At a point, not too far, not too long before I would have gotten my bachelor's in arts, I was in a theater, I was in an acting class, and this teacher, I'll never forget it, was like, you have to mold the doorknob as you're turning it to fit the way that your character would be turning that doorknob. And I was like, if I'm in character, I'm not thinking about molding the doorknob. I'm just turning it and opening it like the character would. And then she gave me some like dumb answer. And I remember it, like, because I don't remember what that answer was, because as she was giving it to me, my brain was like, why am I learning acting from people who are teaching it in Florida? And then I turned to my best friend and I was like, we should move to LA. Let's just go to LA. So, and then we did.
Doorknob to the class and left.
And left.
And never came back.
Literally, that's what happened. And so I think I'm like, I don't know, 9 credits short of my bachelor's. And that was like, what is the point? It's not like I'm going to walk into an audition and he'd be like, here, I have this degree from FIU. Hire me to be on, I don't know, the reboot of 90210. Like, what?
Yeah.
No one, you don't need a degree to be an actor. So I just left.
So are you currently 9 credit short of your BA?
I think so, yeah.
If you are interested, we have an academy and you can do internships and you can get credits. You can actually get credits.
I don't know
that
I need it. I think I'm fine.
I don't think you need it either. I think it just would be awesome to do, wouldn't it?
No, I'm not going to work for it at this point. I'm not going to be an intern.
You could get credit now doing this.
Jeremy, I am on track
to get an honorary degree from someplace, aren't I?
We're going to give you an honorary degree.
An honorary Thank American High degree.
Yeah, we're going to give you an honorary degree.
I graduated from high school. I just didn't graduate from university.
All right, well. Come do one more movie with us, and you'll get credit.
I
at
just
the same
did. I am doing I know, one but more movie you, with you right now.
But had you told me ahead of time, I could have gotten you credit for coming to do the movie through Syracuse University, and you would be only now need 8.
Okay, good to know.
Let me move on to the next researched question.
Okay. What, well, you want to rapid fire these?
A quote from her IMDb quote page. Male nudity is very funny. It is intrinsically funny. It's an intrinsically funny piece of anatomy. Jeremy and you seem to think similarly on that. I'm not sure what the question is.
It's so funny that that is literally the only quote on my IMDb. Someone pointed this to me. It's to me a while ago, which I was like, ah, that's hilarious. I think it was about Plan B, which obviously is like my favorite scene.
Is male nudity, in your opinion, is male nudity funnier than female nudity?
Oh, 1,000%.
What about you? Like, is male nudity 1,000? What about you?
Yeah, it's not necessarily sexualized.
It's a dangling thing.
Yeah, that's I'm in agreement. I just didn't know what you're allowed to say. Can you say like male? I mean, I think
I don't. I'm not
making men are hilarious. Like going into the locker room and the gym is the funniest thing. My friends and I were sitting. We all like I forget where we went. We went to like Atlantic City or something in college, and we were sitting in the hotel locker room, and all of a sudden this naked guy. They were like. 4 or 5 of us sitting in this in the hot tub in our bathing suits like normal people, and all of a sudden like this guy, this like older guy just
comes in naked,
walks in schlong like flopping around and just like gets into the hot, you know, he's just like, hey guys, how you doing?
Just a splash,
like,
in the water.
Mind if I sit on the top step with
but he like just joined in like it was a and we're all like, then it was like, oh, where are you from? And like, and all of our friends are looking at each other like, like, we don't know what to do. Like, we literally were frozen because we were laughing so hard.
I think it is just a funny looking piece of anatomy. No offense at all. It just is, especially when you're running. That's the funniest. That's funny to me.
Sonage the Hedgehog. Sonage.
What's the question?
That's it.
We're just so remember how I said I was dyslexic? So sometimes I'll flip things when I speak. Uh-huh. And one of the things was I said Sonage the Hedgehog. And then I thought it was really funny. So I drew Sonage the Hedgehog, which is just an off-brand Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's a pretty good drawing.
That's amazing.
He looks like he's been through it.
Was it hard coming out as vegetarian?
No, it's not as hard as being vegan, I imagine. I don't think... I just like animals. They're cute, and I don't want to eat them.
But you don't like when they lick themselves?
No. No, I stopped eating meat after the Shmani Shmackets incident.
That really was the end of it?
Yeah. Stop eating meat,
I never ate beef again since I was 14. Never ate again.
Favorite kind of dog?
Taco.
Wait, what kind of dog is that?
Taco's my dog.
Yeah, but what kind?
Oh, he's a weirdo mutt. He's like a goat, deer, bat dog is what I call
him.
Wiry
little man.
Yeah, he's a strange little dog.
Well, one thing I just want to point out and compliment you on is that you're you're very open about your dyslexia.
Yes.
And I think it's really important for anyone who's listening to this or anyone who's struggling with dyslexia just to like see that you could actually be successful.
Yeah.
And find your voice and be able to succeed despite the challenges. You know,
for
it's
sure.
a gift. It's a gift.
Yeah. The dyslexia, I think it's just my brain doesn't order things in the same way that a lot of the world orders things, and that's fine.
But that doesn't mean you're dumb.
No.
Clearly you're doing really well. And even though like your teachers may have been like, oh, or like people are like, oh, this person can't read or do math or the person is Johnny.
Or write or talk.
Or talk.
Or draw Sonic the Hedgehog.
She has huge boobs though, so that's a plus.
Yeah. All you need are huge boobs and you're fine. No, it's just like just thinking you're not like, anyway.
It's, you know, everybody is smart in different ways and It's definitely like an educational or like a learning disability that is really hard, especially when people don't recognize it. But yeah, I got through it. It'll be fine.
Do you know there's a reporter with your name
of course.
Had an affair with her co-anchor?
No, I don't know that that's true.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We have no idea. We're literally just reading
But I do
this.
Know about Natalie Morales, yes.
What is her name?
Her name's Natalie Morales.
Where's yeah. she?
Not Natalia.
She was on the Today Show for a long time. She's now, I think she's on CBS now.
She's super famous. Maybe I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get, like, when you tweet,
sometimes
confusion?
The Today, or is she on the talk right now? Sometimes they tag me instead of her, which is annoying.
Did you meet her?
Yes, I've met her. I've been on the show with her. I've been trying to convince them to do, like, an April Fool's thing where like, I just show up and I'm like, I'm Natalie Morales, and I just continue the show with her.
What was the worst podcast you ever did?
Guy was, like, grabbed his paper like this and was like, so what was it like hosting Miss America? And I was like, I didn't do that. And he goes, how long have you been on the Today Show? And I was like, you prep for the wrong person. And then we had nothing to talk about.
Oh, no.
And he was not nice about it.
We started doing a thing, and we didn't do it for you, but we have all the previous guests' questions. Uh-huh. So we thought it was funny where it would be like, okay, what was the first – it says the first car you ever bought was a Camaro.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Did you have a nickname for it?
Yeah.
What was your first car?
It was a Jeep Wrangler, a 1989 Jeep Wrangler.
That's so cool.
It wasn't that cool. It didn't have air conditioning. It didn't have a radio. And the steering wheel was an old boat wheel.
This is sounding very cool.
That to drive straight, you had to drive like this. It sucked.
It was really a boat wheel?
Yeah.
Like from a boat.
It was like a wooden boat, small wheel.
What?
That's incredible.
That's hilarious.
That's your dream, Will.
That is my dream.
Yeah, hard top in Miami with no air conditioning. Not the best.
What was your first kiss?
No, it was like a dare, and it was a peck, and it wasn't good.
A dare?
I remember it being
were you
like
dared,
two,
or were you, was somebody else dared?
No, we were both dared.
Where were you?
At the park by my house.
How old were you?
Set the scene.
Like 12.
Is it hot outside?
Yeah, it's Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you able to share who this was? Make up a name?
It was my neighbor at the time.
Who dared you?
Some people at the park.
Random people at the park. Like,
some
hey,
people,
you
like,
too.
Friends of his. I don't really remember.
Yeah, that's like the move. It's like, yeah. Dare her. Dare Natalie.
I don't really remember. I just remember being very nervous. Yeah.
Dare Natalie to like get, like, yeah. make out. Dare us both to make out so it doesn't sound too weird. It's a good move.
We didn't make out. It was like a
little pet. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Are you still in touch with him?
No.
What was the worst trouble you got in high school?
I thought it would be really cool to write a secret. It wasn't secret because everybody knew I did it, but it was a newsletter called Stage Fright that I wrote where people would tell me their secrets that were in the like drama club, and I would they knew it was going in this.
You were doing Gossip Girl before?
Yeah, but everyone knew that I was the one doing it. I was just the keeper of the secrets. And I would like post this, and then my drama teacher was like, you can't do that. And I guess I got in trouble for that, but...
What was the first movie you directed?
That I directed? That's an interesting question because I think they're simultaneous. Because it depends on when you count it.
When do you count it? Because you did two movies at the same time.
Yeah, but if you count it by prep, it would definitely be Plan B. And if you count when it came out, when it was out in the world, it would be Plan B. But if you count like when I physically shot it, it would be Language Lessons. And if you count when it came out in festivals, it would be Language Lessons. So it depends. It's been an interesting thing to have directed two movies simultaneously, and people never know what my directorial debut is. And I'm like, it's both of them. I did them both at the same time.
How was it at the same time? Was it just because of COVID?
Yeah. So we were going to shoot Plan B in March of 2020, and we got shut down the Friday before the Monday when we were going to shoot. So we had prepped everything. We had I had been here for like a month and a half. Like, people's hair was bleached, houses were painted. We were having glitter meetings, and then we got shut down. And then in that break in May is when I wrote this other movie and then shot it in June in my house alone. And then while I was editing that, I got a call from Will that's like, we're coming back. And I was like, how? What do you mean? What? How? Who? Huh? Because no one had come back at all. And I was like, how are we going to do this, Will? What if people get sick? What are we going to do? And he was like, I got it. It's all good. I got it. And I got a guy at the CDC.
I got a guy.
and somehow we were the first people I'd heard of that had come back like on a full-fledged production. And it was... I always tell people this, like, you guys were, I had worked on several productions after that. And I was like, nowhere no one did COVID protections as well as you guys did. No one handled it as well as you guys did. I'm talking like major studios, major studios with a lot more money, a lot more resources, a lot more people. You guys did it so well. No one on our crew, like there was no contagion at all. And this was like October of 2020, September, October, November of 2020. We also shot during the 2020 election, which was nuts. It was like one of our last days of shooting was the day after the election, which was crazy. Imagine trying to keep people's focus with COVID and election results as a director of a movie. But yeah, so then I was editing and doing reshoots of language lessons on the weekends and doing Plan B during the week. Like there's a whole scene because we had to get it out.
Not Plan B.
Yeah, we were already editing. I was paying an editor.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like there's a whole scene in Language Lessons that was shot at my Airbnb here in Syracuse.
Really?
Yeah.
Natalie, I thank you for your time. You're amazing.
Thank you.
What are you doing back here in Syracuse?
I'm shooting a little movie called Summer of 69 that I'm very excited about because it's my friend Jillian Bell's directorial debut. And she couldn't be in better hands, and I'm so excited that she's here and she's doing it here, and it's really strange to be back here and also really lovely, and I'm getting to work with a lot of the same people that I worked with on Plan B as well as you guys, and it's awesome. So that's why I'm here.
Have you ever done a movie with Jillian Bell before?
I have.
What's that movie called?
It's called I'm Totally Fine, and we actually shot that in 8 days. The day after I wrapped Plan B, I went to go shoot this movie while the editor was assembling.
That's so crazy.
The first edit of Plan B. Yeah, I was.
What's
exhausted.
The schedule that you have?
Yeah, it was a year where I did not sleep much.
Is there any last words or advice you want to give to young, dyslexic, ADHD Catholic school girls?
You'll be fine without boobs, although they do help in certain situations. they do.
That's a great t-shirt.
It's true. And yeah, I think if you find people that believe in you, like these guys right here, and that really want to help people get their start in the business, really take them up on that offer, because it only happens once in a lifetime. And I'm very thankful and lucky that you guys trusted me and that you were always there. So thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm just now realizing we got the wrong Natalie Morales.
Right. Did you want to get Natalia or the other Natalie?
One last question. How was hosting the
pageant?
The pageant, yeah.
It was the thrill of my life.
Yes, same exact answer.